Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
Well, it's Monday morning. How's everybody doing? Kristen, how are you?
I cannot complain. I had a weekend that was very chill. Got to get caught up on a lot of sleep, even though I know that's not a thing. They say you're not supposed to catch up on sleep because it doesn't do you any good. You just need to get good regular sleep.
They
got time for that.
What they tell you on Monday, the other people tell you on Tuesday. They say don't listen to the people on Monday. So sleep whenever you want.
But guess what time I woke up on Friday?
On Friday.
Yes. We had our Avalon Noon Tonight fashion show Thursday night, which we're going to recap for you guys here in a second. But on Friday morning, guess what time I got up?
4:30.
4:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I thought maybe same schedule. It's Friday morning. Your body's going to wake you up.
That is incorrect.
No? Okay, going the other way with this.
11 a.m.
later.
What?
I'm going to go, because it was the Noon Tonight fashion show, mm-hmm. I'm going to go, you went night to noon.
Ooh, later.
What? How late?
I didn't get up till 1:30.
That's
like, oh my God.
You slept that entire time?
Yeah, I almost overslept to pick up my son from school at 2:15.
Dude, I didn't wake up until 11:57 in a panic, and I had slept through a meeting that I was supposed to have. I woke up 3 minutes before the next one and joined it looking like an absolute clown because I was like, what day is it? Where am I? Am I supposed to be at work right now?
So I can't remember the last time I've done that.
Afternoon tonight, you and I met up with Bart, right? Yep. And hung out, had a drink, right? But I was home by 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And I mean, I was home by probably like 11:30 and in bed, like I was in bed at midnight. But yeah, I slept a solid 13 hours.
Dang, that is glorious right there.
Yeah, it really was.
How are you today, Abby?
I'm doing good. I just got back from Charleston. It was a full weekend of wedding dress shopping for my brother's fiance. And I severely underestimated how exhausting it is to stare at someone putting on clothes over and over and over again for 15 hours. But I think it was all worth it. It was a very successful weekend. Very full, very happy because the food in Charleston is insane.
It's good.
But other than that, I feel like it was a very successful weekend.
But most important question, did she say yes to the dress?
Well, you'll have to wait and see, Kristen.
Ooh.
If she said yes to the dress, that's my tease.
Okay.
She tried on 45 dresses.
Nah.
Did one dress make the cut? Who knows? The drama.
Was it really 45? What are you guys counting?
No, it was 45 dresses.
No way.
It's easily somewhere between 10 and 15 wedding dresses per store, and we went to 3.
Is this a normal, like an average amount of wedding dresses to try on before you finally pick one?
I think it's honestly a pretty low amount.
What?
Yeah. I was shocked that she said yes because I made several bridal appointments and there were some that she was like, yeah, I don't want to try on anymore, so I'm going to need you to cancel that one.
Damn. 45.
Yeah. What? I mean, like, plus, this is supposed to be your one and only time. So why wouldn't you try on as many wedding dresses as you can?
Because I'm tired.
Right?
No.
It just seems like so much time.
This is the only time I've ever been so happy to be fat because they have limited selections. So I tried on maybe 15.
When I go to buy pants, I'm so done with the whole process after the second pant. That's it. I hate it.
I regret not trying on more. Not because I didn't love my dress, because I did love my dress, and that was the dress. However, there'll be times when I'll go back and just look at the dresses I tried on and be like, I should have tried on a big old ball gown just because. Like, just so you can see all of them. Because it's your only time to do it.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't have that regret because she tried on everything.
And you really literally mean everything in Charleston.
There was not a wedding dress that she hasn't worn, I don't think.
Let's see, Thursday night, we will get into noon tonight here in just 1 second because what an epic night. Friday, I just met up with my friend Terrence. You know how you have like, I don't know, 5 really, really close friends that you could just tell everything to? He's like a brother to me. So we hung out at 3 Local and had dinner. And then Saturday, I went to that little adorable Georgia Tech game. They're so cute. The tailgating is so cute down there. But it was really fun. My friend's son is the quarterback at Temple. So we were watching him, and Georgia Tech was all over him this weekend. I felt bad for the kid. And then on Sunday, Amanda got back, and we just chilled in bed rot, watched football yesterday. So it was a nice weekend. But let's get back to Thursday night, because this was an epic one. Noon tonight here. Molly called it. Molly is the woman that runs Burt's Big Adventure. She's like, there is something different about the energy this year going into Burt's Big Adventure. I think it's going to be an epic year. And she was 100% right.
Yeah, we broke a record. So last year we ended up collecting, and you guys donated $100,000 to Burt's Big Adventure, which is the first time we ever cracked six figures at Avalon Noon Tonight Fashion Benefit. And if you don't know, Burt's Big Adventure, we take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World. We have our reunions, the Fairy Godparent Program. It's just turned into this beautiful community of families that have children with special needs. So Molly did, as we were going through the script and just kind of like, you know, thumbing through the script, and she's like, I feel it in the air. I feel the energy. And the night began, the weather could not have been more perfect. And we raised over $155,000.
That's an insane amount of money.
Isn't it? That's a crazy amount of...
Like, we blew our record out the water.
It started out fast, like we were doing the auction, right? And it starts at $5,000. If anybody has, you know, everybody comes in with their paddles and stuff like that.
They're fun to need.
Fun to need. If you have $5,000, then you go ahead and you stick your panel up like you have, every year for the last 11 years. And we'll get, one.
Yeah.
Or two, usually. And then... for whatever reason, this year there was this guy and that woman and this guy and that woman. I think right off the gate, we started at $25,000, $30,000. That's how the night started.
It was incredible. But most importantly, man, the Burt's Big Adventure kids that started their stuff on the blue carpet, those smiles and that energy, the families were so pumped for the kids. The kids were so pumped. Everybody just did such a phenomenal job making them feel so incredibly special.
Did you happen to catch my buffoonery on the runway?
Oh, God. What did you do this time?
You didn't catch it.
Well, no, I was backstage because I had already walked with Liam. This is when you took KJ out?
Yeah, so I take KJ out, who's in a wheelchair, right? It's a very easy assignment. Just walk down the runway while he's in his wheelchair, be enthusiastic and stuff, right? So I decided to go sort of zigzag down the runway so he could... Because he was really, I wasn't sure exactly what to expect from him. But he was clapping.
Oh,
he was having a great time. He's nonverbal. He's clapping and having a great time. I'm having a great time with him. And by the time I get down to the end of the runway, I had actually pushed his wheelchair off of the runway. So one wheel was stuck off the runway and one was on the runway while I'm trying. And that thing is heavy.
Yeah.
That wheelchair is heavy.
He's got a special chair.
I am literally trying to pull half of his wheelchair back onto the runway.
Well, if it makes you feel better, you're not the only one who went off runway. I definitely stepped off the runway, rolled my ankle, and face planted. But luckily, it was after the fashion show. But there's nothing more embarrassing, honestly. I felt my ankle roll because I was trying to get to my daughter who was running down the runway. So I was going around some people, rolled it. And I'm like, not again. And I just face planted. I felt my phone fly. And like a bunch of people rushed me. But all I could think is I just face planted in front of all these Burt's Big Adventure sponsors. Can I have one night?
We did have one night. It was $155,000.
I saw it, Cassie. I saw it when it happened. I just happened to look up at the right time. And Cassie was maybe 10, 15 feet in front of me. And man, she did. She face planted.
Oh my God. Y'all should see the bruise on my knee from it.
Dude, you can't catch it.
Cassandra.
Unbelievable.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I have the juiciest piece of gossip from Instagram, and it's everything to do with a very controversial celebrity A-list couple that is probably heading for divorce. And I think their most recent Instagram photo dump is going to tell us everything we need to know about the fact that they are no longer together.
I think you're supposed to be a little bit less enthusiastic about two people that are divorcing.
Well, in this case, I don't really like these two people anymore. So I'm kind of happy for their downfall, if you will. Only because I'm not a perfect person by any means. I'm not somebody who's malicious or goes out of my way to make people's lives harder. And when I see people doing that, I'm like, you know what? I don't think you deserve good things. So when I saw this, I'm not sure that I was fully mad about it.
Some people just don't deserve happiness.
Some people don't deserve happiness for a period of time. And this, of course, has everything to do with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds.
No way.
I think Blake Lively's most recent Instagram post is a very telling sign that she and Ryan Reynolds are no longer together, or at the very least, Blake is trying to poke the bear. So I'll give you a little context for this caption here. The big summer teen TV show is something called The Summer I Turned Pretty. And so a lot of people have been captioning things like The Summer I Did, blah, 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 blah. So Blake Lively, who was on a hit TV show 18 years ago called Gossip Girl that was huge with the teens, she decided to put an entire photo collab or a big photo dump of her Gossip Girl years and caption it, "The summer Gossip Girl turned 18, dot, 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 dot," which is so random for one major reason. And that's the fact that she does not have any close relationships with anybody in that cast. As far as we know, everybody that worked with her did not like her. Not a single cast member follows her on social media except for one. So her posting all of these ha-ha, giggling, fun, candid photos of them all together is so random. Here's a group photo of the entire cast together. Then you swipe and you see a photo of when she played Marilyn Monroe in a dream sequence. And then here's her and, I don't know, two extras. And then another group photo with her and Leighton Meester, who she allegedly has beef with. And then there's one photo that everyone is drawing conclusions towards that makes everyone think that she and Ryan Reynolds are no more. And that has everything to do with the photo of her and her ex-boyfriend, Penn Badgley, because she posted a photo of them, I think from like a prom sequence or a ball sequence of them together. And let me ask you this. If you are happily married to your husband of 10 or 15 years, or I don't know how long they've been together, are you posting a photo of you and your ex-boyfriend to your Instagram?
Well, I posted a picture of me and Debbie Pierce from seventh grade a couple of months ago, and I'm very happy.
Like, just a photo of the two of us? No. Like, if he was in a group photo, because, I mean, obviously, you work together on the show, but, like, a solitary, and especially, like, a prom photo, so it's, like, it's a date scene from the movie.
They're cozied up a little bit.
I don't see it as a sign of divorce.
I don't see it as a sign of divorce, but I see, I personally, no, I wouldn't have done it just because they were together on the show. They were together off the show. So yeah, a group photo of everybody. If you're randomly celebrating the 18th, like the 18th year that, you know, 18 years since Gossip Girl aired.
She's going out of her way to say, hey, I know you guys are obsessed with this show right now, but like, hey, remember when I was on this big teen show 18 yeah. years ago?
Is it having a resurgence courtesy of Netflix or something?
No, the show's been a big binge-worthy show. It's kind yeah. of like Friends, where you binge it when you're 18 and you kind of rewatch it as a comfort show.
Gotcha.
What was weird to me is, because I saw this post, and her last one was in July, which it was giving, like, I need to post something right now to keep my Insta current.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at the throwback. Like, I understand playing into the trend, but for someone who's so camera-friendly, who has a whole hairline she needs to hawk, who has a very famous husband who's also in projects, it does seem kind of weird. I'm not sure about the divorce part. Like, maybe they're so far past and they're so good that she can post that, but it's weird if you have beef with those people and they don't like you.
Yeah.
I just don't trust anything in Hollywood, so I almost wonder also is like, do our people get together and go, I'll tell you what, if you just post this picture, people will start talking about you again. I wonder. And secondly, do you not like them as a couple because of her? Do you not like Ryan Reynolds either? Because I think he's the best.
Well, the rumor is that Ryan Reynolds is controlling, and he's kind of the reason that she decided to file that Justin Baldoni lawsuit, because he saw her catching feelings for Justin, and really he's like the mastermind behind it all. So if what we know through rumors is true about Ryan Reynolds, this kind of post would really upset him.
But we know nothing through rumors, because that's why they're rumors.
We know everything. Okay. I'm a close personal friend of people who know Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. So this is obviously factual and not at all rumor and speculation.
This is The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's already a new thing in your future sister-in-law's life that is going to be causing some kind of stress, perhaps?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable to text my brother this weekend and tell him that his fiance has been cheating on him with a man named Earl this weekend. And it has everything to do with wedding dress shopping, because that is what we did the entire weekend in Charleston, South Carolina. It was so fun. I got down on Friday, had a very chill night, got to see some friends from college. But Saturday, we hit the ground running from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That girl tried on like 47 different dresses, all different shades of white and ivory and jacquard and silk satin and silk du peony. Whatever these words mean, she tried them out.
So when you go into a day like that, and I think want to get more into this later on, because this amount of dresses to try on in one given day is fascinating to me. If you are going to try on 45 dresses, as you say, 47 dresses, do you go in there with any kind of idea what you want?
I think it depends on the girl. Like, I think most girls that are going to the big bridal shops are probably have some kind of idea in mind of what they want. And for her, I think she knew she wanted something not big and dramatic, but she wanted something that looked like a wedding dress. And that's kind of the only direction we had, was just give us something with a big skirt and something that looks very bridal. But you really just don't know what you're going to like, because you don't know what's going to look good on you. Because you can see something on a mannequin and go, wow, that looks really beautiful. But then you put it on and your body type doesn't flatter the structure of that dress. So that's why you have to try on so many, because you can see it hanging and go, whatever. Or, oh, that's beautiful. And you don't know how you're going to feel in it.
All right. Again, this is a random question. I am not making a statement about your future sister-in-law. As a general statement, okay, can we say there is a correlation between the number of wedding dresses that you try on and how high maintenance a bride you are going to be?
I think it just makes you indecisive. I don't think it makes you high maintenance.
No?
I don't even think it was indecisive. Like, I'm the one that made the bridal appointments. I thought three was actually a pretty reasonable amount. Yeah. I actually made four bridal appointments and we canceled one. Three, I felt like, was very normal, because at the end of the day, like, you don't just want to go to one store. No. Because you don't, it's like dating. Dating is very similar to looking for a dress, whereas you can see something and go, eh, or you can see something and go, ooh, but you don't know until you get out on that date and see how you feel in the moment with these different dresses.
Having gone through the process too, it is very overwhelming, because it's like Pokemon. You got to try them all on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, because you never, like, ooh, this could be the dress, but there's still so many more out there that I have to try on.
It's so, like, you need to try them all on just to make sure. Just to make sure.
It's the illusion of choice. You never know. Yeah. I'm like, what if I go into that salon and there's a dress in there that, you know, I thought I liked this one at the last store, but maybe there's the one at the lovely bride Charleston. We don't know until we put it on. So that's why we chose to go to at least three different stores and try on nearly 50 dresses.
Okay.
And it is a big, hefty day. And let me tell you, it is a racket, because you show up and they are ready to sell. You show up with some girl named Lauren, and Lauren's got this kind of crazy look in her eyes, like, I'm ready to make you fall in love. And they just treat you so nice. They gift you champagne so that you're all nice and socially lubed up to spend $7,000 on something you're going to wear for 4 hours. And it's the whole experience really is, I know I compared it to dating, but it very much is like dating, because they introduce you to the dress by name and they always go, oh, this is Adelaide, and this is Charlotte, this is Monique, this is Lillian. And a lot of the stores we went to, it was this very feminine experience where she was like, here is Shaniqua. Shaniqua is made with silk du peony fabric with four layers of crinoline, and it sachets against the floor, and it tells the story of your life. And we're like, oh my God, this is a lot. Just give us a macaroon, Lauren.
I literally have no idea what any of those words are that you just rattled off.
It is like a new language, Bert.
It is, right?
And so the man that my sister-in-law is cheating on my brother with isn't a man at all. It's actually a dress named Earl. And Earl was quite the character throughout the weekend of our wedding dress shopping, because the very first store we went to and the very first dress she tried on, we had low expectations for. I tried to set up the weekend for the things she would be most excited for. And there was one dress store in particular she kept bringing up. So I was like, let me put that in the middle of the day when you've already tried on one dress, because you're not going to go with the first dress you try on. So we're going to put it in the middle of the day, and that way we can kind of work up the excitement to that. So we show up to the first dress store, just ready to drink and watch her try on some dresses and see what she likes. And we show up to this bridal salon called White on DI. And from the get-go, this was like an SNL sketch. You're greeted by the shop owner, and her name is Jody. And Jody is a 45-year-old trucker in the body of a beautiful wedding dress salon owner, because she greets you and she's like, "What's up?" And you're like, "Oh my God, I don't know who you are, but I'm scared." The second she greeted us, we knew we were in for a treat. Jody is a character. She just pulls you over. She asks you if you want to purchase champagne, and she's just asking you about your bridal experience and when your wedding is or whatever. And she's just so down to earth and chill. She's like standing spread legged. She's got her arms over her chest, and she's like kind of squinting at you. And she's got these very animated hand gestures. And then she takes you to the back, and she's like, "Let me introduce you to my dresses." And like I said, all the other salons are very feminine, and all the dress names are like Chanel and Charlotte and Louis Vuitton. And she's like, "Yeah, these are my dresses. I name them after blue collar men. I only had daughters, and I really wanted sons, so I decided to name this one Dan. This one's Lou. This one is Stan." And then she shows us Earl. Now, Earl was the very first dress that my sister-in-law tried on. Earl is a beautiful dress that I'm not going to describe, because she puts on Earl and she comes out and we go,
"The gasp, you gasped.
Earl is the most beautiful plumber I've ever seen." So as my future sister-in-law is standing there in this gorgeous gown, grinning ear to ear, just like in awe of herself in the mirror, Jody is describing Earl. She's like, "Yeah, I really picture Earl as like this plumber that comes in, and you know, his jeans are a little bit too low, but he really gets the job done, and he just does it exactly how you want." And we're all standing there like, "Can you shut up? We love this dress." But we're like, "It's the first dress. It's the first door, surely we can't peek with Earl of all things." So she takes Earl off, she tries on Dan, and she tries on Lou and all the other mechanics in this bridal salon, and we go to the other stores, and I swear, like, Earl became a character as she's trying on all these other dresses, because she tried on one dress named Ezra, and we're like, "You know, Ezra's really beautiful, but like, it's not Earl." And the salon ladies, the salespeople that were helping her find her dress, we're like, "Who's Earl? I thought her fiance's name was Ben." And we're like, "No, you don't know about Earl." So finally, we go through the whole day, and at the end of it, she just goes, "I want to see Earl again." Mm. So Sunday morning, we woke up bright and early. She went back to White on DI. Jody popped us some champagne, which was hysterical. She's like, "Listen, if I can get the cork of this wine bottle to hit the chandelier, I'm going to give you $1,000 off your dress."
Get out of here. She sounds fantastic.
She's hysterical. We did not get a free veil, but she did end up saying yes to Earl.
The first
yes!
one she tried
the
on.
The first dress at wow. the first store. We did all of that just to go back to the first dress. It was exhausting, but a memorable experience for sure. And she looks beautiful. So I'm very excited for her.
Congratulations to her and Earl, not her and Ben.
Her and Earl. Right. They will get married on July 4th, 2026.
This is The Burt Show.
You finally got to meet a celebrity that you really liked, right? And they let you down. Or they were absolutely fantastic. I know it's kind of fruitless this early in the morning on a Monday to ask you guys to call in, but if you want to have some fun with us, we've done this before where you call us up, you tell us the name of the celebrity, and just based on our impression, we try to predict if the celebrity was nice to you or they were a real D-bag. So if you want to get in, even though I know we're not going to get any calls, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. All right, this one came from BuzzFeed earlier in the week. I will give you the celebrity name, and you tell me if you think they were awesome or not. To this one person, okay?
Okay.
Khloe Kardashian.
I think she's probably nice.
You think she's nice, do you?
But I mean, I think like anybody else, it could be. We have good days, we have bad days, we have bad seasons of life, good seasons of life, all the things.
Sure.
I think she's nice.
Nice.
I say nice as well.
Nice. About 10 years ago, I worked at a store that did a meet and greet with Khloe for a product launch. She was really kind to the employees and took photos with us before the event. During the event, she was chatting with everybody, showing genuine interest. She was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Matt Damon. Is Matt Damon going to be a D-bag or a really nice dude?
I feel like he's going to be nice.
He's nice. I think he's nice, and someone caught him on a bad day. He has a whole charity about raising water for people who need it. You don't do that if you're a mean person.
Yeah, I'm going to say nice for what I was kind of on the fence. Because
What?
I don't know. I just, it's so weird because I'm literally going on absolutely nothing, right?
Right.
So I'm just going to say nice.
He is nice.
Okay, good.
I ran a restaurant for a number of years in Times Square. The nicest celeb I met was Matt Damon, down-to-earth friendly guy.
And he's so nice, he married his server.
Did he?
Yeah. His wife was like, I think if I'm remembering correctly,
no way.
She was a server for him at a restaurant, and that's how they met. And so, yeah, that's how they got together.
So he tipped her really well.
Really well.
Just the tip.
had to happen. Look at these phones. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I'll go to them just 1 second. J-Lo.
All right, so here's the thing.
I think you're the only person who's ever had a good experience with J-Lo.
Yeah, I've interviewed her several times, and she was lovely every single time. But I don't know if that's because it was in a professional capacity, because everything else you read about her is that she is the complete opposite. It's very much like the diva mentality. So I'm going to stick with whatever interaction I had with her, and I'm going to say she was nice.
I'm going to go with, because I like to be right, and most people I know who have met her have not had a good experience, I think it was a negative experience.
Yeah, based off the interwebs, I'm going to say not nice.
We had her in here years and years and years ago, and she's prettier in person. Mm-hmm. And she was really, really nice while the mics were on. And then as soon as the mics were off, she wasn't mean. She was just gone. That was it, man. It was all business. It wasn't like, hey, so nice to meet you. It's just like, gotta go on to the next one. This person specifically says, my best friend's husband worked on a construction crew redoing J-Lo's house. They never met J-Lo, but they were told by her people, do not speak to J-Lo. Don't even look her way.
Oh, my God.
That's her people, though.
Right. She doesn't know about that. Right. Hey, Anthony, good morning. I can't believe we're getting called this early on a Monday. Tell us the name of the celebrity, but don't tell us if they were nice or not, and we'll try to guess.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter has to be nice.
Because remember, Harry Potter started doing some naked stuff on stage, too.
With the horse?
With the what?
The horse.
Equus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the name of the play. There was a horse in it.
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded like a show I saw on Tijuana one year.
See, I am, because I know the British have a unique sense of humor, so I'm wondering if that gets lost on, like, us Americans. I'm going to say nice.
Nice.
I'm going to go nice. Nice, Anthony.
Y'all are all correct. He is a super, super cool guy.
Where'd you get to meet him?
Hogwarts.
Anthony's on delay. Ashley, good morning. Name the celebrity. Don't tell us good or bad. We try to guess.
Alyssa Milano.
Oh, I don't think she's going to be nice. I don't think she's going to be nice.
You know what? I'm going to stand up for Alyssa Milano. I'm going to say she is very nice and I love her cookies.
Milano.
She really ate with those.
I've seen conflicting reports on the internet, but I'm going to have to say not nice.
I'm going to say nice.
What do you got?
She was pretty sweet. She was at the Georgia Aquarium with her kids, and I was with my kids, and she walked right past me, and I said hi to her. And I said, you have really cute kids. And she goes, oh, all that matters is that they're kind.
Oh, I love
and that. Was it. It was really strange. Okay. But yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a different level also when you're with your kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be mama bear.
Yeah. Okay. Here's an old one right here. Hey, Wendy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Lou Ferrigno.
The Hulk. Lou Ferrigno.
The OG Hulk, right?
The OG. I'm going to say super nice.
I think I've heard good things, so I'm going to say nice.
I don't know anything about this man, so I'm going to say he is not nice. I'm going to say he is horrible.
What do we got?
He was very nice. I met him at Dragon Con. And I told him that I actually liked you better when you were on King of Queens. when he played the neighbor, and he just looked at me like he was very confused. What a nice man.
I bet he was. He's like, I didn't even ask. But thank
he's like, I don't know how to respond to this.
All right, how about Mark here? Mark, don't tell us if they were nice or not. We try to guess. Who's your celeb?
Kid Rock. Now, that's going to be a hard one.
Wow. Was he drinking?
Let's just say it was very smoky in the limousine that I was driving.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say he was in a great mood.
Yeah, you can't be mad and mean when you're on weed.
Well, like I said, this is the easiest one you guys ever had.
Okay. So I had the opportunity to meet him backstage. He wasn't nice. He wasn't not nice. He was just Kid Rock. Yeah, he did smell like Budweiser, stale cigarettes, and fresh cut grass. It was weird. So I'm going to take your lead here and say he was nice.
Oh, he was definitely nice.
Yeah, I don't doubt it at all. You sound like you could be Kid Rock. Are you Kid Rock? Kid Rock is called in and say, I am very nice. All right, one last one here. Hey, Janet, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Tell us the celebrity. Don't tell us if they were nice or not.
Paul Rudd.
He better be nice. He has to be nice.
I'll be so upset if he was not nice.
If he's not nice, I don't want you to answer, and I want you to just hang up.
What do you think?
We've definitely had someone call in and talk about Paul Rudd before, because he's from Kansas City, I think. Mm-hmm. Somebody told a story about him in Kansas City, so he's got to be nice. Nobody from Kansas City is mean.
Agreed. What do you got?
He was the most incredibly nice person I've ever worked with.
All right, good. Because if not, then we would have hung up on you, and we would have also deleted this and not put it up on our podcast.
We would be firmly believing you are the problem. He is not.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to bullying, it is just different for kids now than it was back in the day, man. I mean, maybe back in the day, you were confronted by somebody at school over and over and over again. And now it's not only school, but it's also on your teams. It's also online. It's just different than it used to be, which is why I'm so glad that we talked to, what was it?
Stand for the Silent.
A couple of weeks ago, which is this great organization doing amazing work when it comes to bullying. Or every now and then you can go online and get some inspiration on how to fight bullying also. And this one comes from he looked like he was 11 years old, 10, 11, maybe 12.
I just came from the park, and this kid teased me because I had Fila's on. Now, mind you, I am not a material person. I just wear Fila's because, you know, I like the color, and I think they're cool. They might not be what's popular today, but, you know, that's what I like. So, you know, I told the kid, it's not about what I have on my feet, it's about what I have inside my head. No matter what I'm wearing, no matter what I have on, it's about my information, the knowledgeable things in life. These sneakers are not even going to fit you in 20 years from now. So it's about what you have in your mind, your wisdom, your knowledge, the power to inspire others. And parents, please don't raise your children like the materialistic type, because, you know, once they don't have Jordans on or cool clothes, they're going to feel like they're not important. They're going to feel like they need the golden or the Jordans or the cool stuff, the popular stuff, to make them feel important.
Now, I want to reach out to his parents and go, how'd you do that?
Yep. How did you? You are crushing the parenting game, because this is a stellar kid.
Sometimes you can learn from 9, 10-year-olds for sure, man. And that kid has got it going on already, right? All right. So we're looking for baby models. Why?
We are looking for baby models because the Burt Show team is struggling. All right. Our attention was on Avalon's Noon Tonight fashion benefit, as it should be for Burt's big adventure. But now that we had our event, it was a record-breaking night, $155,000. WTF, you guys are amazing. There is something else that we have been promoting, and we got to push it hard, because this is the last week for the diaper drive for Helping Mamas.
Okay.
Helping Mamas is the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. And a couple years ago, we did their diaper drive. We won. Yes, I'm a little bit competitive. Mm-hmm. I wanted to collect the most diapers. And because we collected so many diapers, we all ended up posing in adult diapers in front of the Helping Mama's van, posted online.
I just happened to have some on that day. So it was no hassle at all.
So this year, we're doing it again where we wear diapers, but we're going to put ourselves on a billboard. So the entire Burt Show team is in. But we have to collect 75,000 diapers. I will let you know right now that 38,927 diapers have been collected.
Okay, that's good.
Not by the Burt Show team.
Okay.
This is total.
Okay.
Of the 60 teams that are like collecting diapers,
yep.
That's how many diapers that have been collected thus far for Helping Mamas. So that means we have a long way to go in a very short period of time.
Indeed, we do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's what I would like to do to up the ante a little bit. So, yeah, having us on a billboard in diapers, funny.
Ha ha, he laugh funny. Uh-huh.
However, how cute would it be if we were each holding a Burt Show Junior listener, a.k.a. anywhere from 6 months to 24 months of age. They're all wearing diapers. So we're all on this billboard because, you know, diaper need is real. That's like the whole like mantra. Diaper need is real. There's so many parents out there that are having to choose between necessities and diapers, and it's a travesty. So we're in diapers. The babies are in diapers. Mm-hmm. So we need 10 adorable babies between the ages of 6 months to 24 months.
You think we're going to find 10 moms that trust us to handle their babies?
Yes, they're going to be here with us.
I think we're at least going to find 9 moms because no one is giving me their kids.
I'm guessing Mikey would be the last draft pick on this thing.
Yes, like, I think
anybody
so.
Can have my kid except Mikey.
So if you go to thebirthshow.com, you can submit your baby to be featured on the Burt Show billboard promoting Helping Mamas and diaper need. But here's the thing. In order for this billboard to get up in the city of Atlanta, we need to collect 75,000 diapers. All right. So mamas, dadas, legal guardians, only you can submit your child. You can't just submit a cute kid you saw on the street. That's not going to work.
I got dibs on Joni.
Right? I already talked to Molly about it. All right. So between the ages of 6 months to 24 months, they need to be able to hold their head up. All right. Because I'm not trusting anybody here with a baby with a floppy neck.
Right. Same rules apply for Mikey.
Yes.
Dude, in Mikey's defense, he was amazing with the Burt's Big Adventure kids. He and Jackson crushed it.
We make fun of him, but they're all solid.
All right. So go to thebirthshow.com to get all the details about how your baby could be featured on a billboard with The Burt Show. But also, most importantly, we need diapers.
Yep.
The Burt Show team is lagging big time. I would love to put all of our diapered butts up on a billboard. So again, go to thebirthshow.com and go ahead and supply us with some diapers today, please.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't know what the statute of limitations is for moving on after your relationship of five years ends or your engagement of 1 year ends, but Nina Dobrev has already been photographed with a new man's, and he's not just any man's. He is somebody's celeb crush. Somebody in here has a massive celeb crush on this man, and Nina Dobrev has swept in and got him. And of course, I'm talking about Zac Efron because Nina Dobrev, who is recently out of a relationship with Shaun White, who allegedly, according to the rumors online, cheated on her. And they were on a yacht having a little kiki haha laugh time and kind of canoodling. We haven't seen any photos of them kissing, but now everyone is speculating that they're a new couple. And there's also been photos of Nina looking at her phone and crying. So apparently they are still kind of in a weird back and forth between her and Shaun. But at the very least, Zaddy Zac Efron is there to save the day.
That would be a beautiful couple right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. And he is no longer my celebrity crush because my son thought that a Zac Efron video was Burt Wise and it just ruined it forever.
It is funny because then I Googled it and I was like, I totally see it.
What?
It's the hair.
That's it.
And the hair, the glasses, and the car, and like the bad singing. That was all you.
You guys also have like a similar build. You know what I mean? Like you guys both look like you snort protein powder.
Thank God you said protein powder.
How does it feel knowing Nina Dobrev thinks you're hot?
Right. I'd have a real shot at her if she was in here. Right. You guys are out of your minds.
All right. Amy Poehler is saying that it is BS that comedies are not recognized by the Oscars. So on her latest episode of her Good Hang podcast, which is very, very successful, by the way, she spoke with Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman about how comedy just doesn't get the merit that it deserved. Benedict Cumberbatch said, if you can do comedy, you can do anything. I really do believe that. And then Amy responded and said, of course, you don't have to tell me, babe. Every single year at the Oscars, everybody gets beeped and all the serious people get up and accept and accept and accept. And it's just some hot BS because comedy is not easy,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like we can all attest to. Yep. I'd rather come in and cry every day. That'd be more, be a lot more easy. I could find a million things to be upset and complain about. Coming in here and giggling and cackling while the world burns around us. That's where's my Gracie?
That takes talent.
Where's my Oscar? So I totally get where she's coming from. Comedy is something that I feel like you just can't train. You have to have a certain ear and an eye and a sort of like social understanding for comedic timing, mm-hmm. that most of these serious crybaby actors just don't have because they went to Carnegie Mellon or wherever and they were taught to put onions in front of their eyes so that their eyes can bleed and burn and tear up a little bit so that whenever Meryl Streep needs someone to play her supporting actress, they can get a little teary-eyed and have a 46-second acceptance speech at the Emmys.
The depth of your skepticism is deep today.
Yeah. Well, no, I can just tell you guys aren't responding, so I had to fill 30 seconds. So now we're at the end of the break.
This is The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.